JR Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, baby, here we go. Headlines on a gorgeous Thursday. Softy and Dick without Dick. Cam Cleland in for Dick Fain. Of course, are brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Get off our show, fair weather idiot.
The Masters underway. Augusta National Golf Club, your leader. He is through number 17, Justin Rose, 7 under par as we speak, followed by American Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama, tied for second, 3 under par, 4 strokes back behind your leader, Justin Rose. Dustin Johnson, by the way, the reigning champion, a plus 274 after round 1, tied for 35th. How about this, man? Some crazy news in the NFL, sad news in the NFL for sure. Former Seahawk defensive back Philip Adams, who spent some time with the Seahawks in 2011, played for the Niners, the Patriots, the Raiders. Well, he fatally shot 5 people today, including a doctor, his wife, and their 2 grandkids, before killing himself in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Very tragic story coming out of South Carolina. NCAA basketball, UCLA makes the Final Four. They take the Zags to double overtime. So what happens? Mick Cronin gets a contract extension, locking him up through 2027.
And here we go.
And now, 2 goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, so Dick Fain is out again today. No Dick today, tomorrow, and then no Dick again next week. Hugh Miller will be in a bunch next week on the radio show.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
So I told Jackson Feltz, I want to get somebody who really knows what he's talking about. Radio veteran, respected, I think, in the area by a lot of people. Big name, so people can kind of understand they're talking to a local hero here, a guy that resonates with the people. And we just couldn't find that guy at all. We tried. We got down to like option number 12, I think, A, and Cam Cleland was the guy that we settled on. So thank you for coming up here.
Hello, Dave.
I need some of that therapy, by the way.
Masters Week, and I'm happy to be here.
It is. And by the way, can I mention something today? This guy shot
a 76
at Sahali today.
Don't tell anybody
76
that.
76 at Sahali.
Don't tell anybody that, Dave. That I'm working on my handicap. Dave,
that is a bitch of a course, and this guy tore it up and spit it out. So if the radio thing doesn't work out for you one day...
Yeah, I'll go on the celeb tour with my putter.
I think the Canadian tour, the Nike tour,
right.
The old man tour, the senior tour. I mean, why not? Come on.
Why'd you have me back? I mean, you know, I mean, it's this ginger redhead. Well, I don't know. I'm bald now.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
I have you back because of one reason and one reason only. I just wanted to remind myself and everybody else in the audience, including our producer, Jackson Feltz, that no matter,
what's up, Jax?
No matter how miserable your life is, things can always be worse.
Right.
That's why we brought you back. Not because you're the man.
That's what I'm here.
That's why we brought you back.
And I'm the pride of Cedra Woolley. That's why we do that. Gotta drop that name every now and then.
And you know why else we brought you back?
No.
You know why we brought you back? Because you got nothing to do.
That does happen. I got 3 kids and I can get me out of the house.
I got laid off and poor. You got nothing to do. You're doing
get out of here.
You're doing a podcast, right?
Yeah, one jock. Twostraps.com.
I knew it was something like that. One jock, 2 straps. Are you a jock or a strap?
I'm the jock.
Okay, gotcha. And who are the straps?
My straps are Brian Shannon and Terry Boyd, good friends of mine.
Never heard of either one of them.
Yeah, no, that's why. I got to keep it simple. Somebody's got to be the most popular one.
Oh, man. You don't want somebody stealing your thunder. That's why you have them.
Yeah, all that heavy thunder I got.
What's the 2 guys' names again? Brian and Jay? Who are they?
Terry Boyd, Brian Shannon.
Terry and Brian. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian and Terry, and Brian. All right. Well, listen, man, check out the website, onejock2straps.com.
Yeah.
Find out what the hell Cam Cleland's been doing ever since those idiots at that radio station in Portland he works for let him go like a couple of morons.
It's part of the deal. Sometimes you get happen. Sometimes things, you know, now I get to come up here and hang out with you for free.
Did you and Nigel try and do that at the same time? The two
we did. We
there.
Timed it. What we said was,
they both
hey,
got laid off. You know,
us as former Huskies in Portland, let's try to piss everybody off and get fired at the same time.
Yeah. Because I think that was really what happened.
Yeah. They don't like us down there. I don't know why.
How in the world did Portland radio allow 2 ex-dogs to take over the radio airwaves?
Because we're just more popular. But eventually, we wear each other out. Just wore our welcome out a little. It's a little thin. When you got to talk about that stuff all the time, I mean, it's Blazers, and we might mix in that D word every now and then.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
We don't got any Ducks full-time except for Slickhawk, but he didn't go to Oregon. He's right. Like me. People call me a Jack Husky. You know what a Jack Husky is?
What does that mean exactly?
It means you're a Husky fan, but you never went to school there. And so Slick is like a Jack Duck.
No, I got you.
I'm a Jack Husky. Mm-hmm. Fane's a Jack Zag fan. For sure.
I mean, that one.
That's accurate, right?
It's very, very true. You'll hear more on that with phone with audio tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Really?
Okay.
Don't tease me. I'm excited about that.
The big spat we had here.
I heard about it. Yeah, you gave me a little tease on it.
It got nasty. It got really nasty for a while.
How can you be a Husky fan and a Zag fan? Can you explain that to me?
Ask him. Time you talk to him.
Is your partner a Husky fan or a Zags fan?
I mean, he says he isn't a giant Zags fan. We have audio for tomorrow at 420 that I think proves otherwise.
What constitutes giant at some point? Do you have to have a paraphernalia? Got a bumper sticker?
I'll tell you, when your evening is ruined when they lose a game.
Would you say that? That qualifies.
Yeah. Okay.
And when your evening is ruined.
And when you and your kid are in tears, crying happiness, when the Saturday buzzer beater happened from Jalen Suggs.
Is your partner a Husky fan or a Jags fan?
He's going to kill me when he comes back.
No, he's all
because right. He made it perfectly clear on yesterday's radio show that I get a four-week window to bust his balls every year when it's the tournament's
fair,
on and Gonzaga's playing in the tournament. But outside of that, I can't bother him. So we are now outside of the safe haven.
You're outside the window.
And I'm going after him. And he's not even here to defend himself. So anyway, well, listen, man, it's great to see you. Cam Cleveland's in today and tomorrow. We appreciate you coming by. We have a lot to get to. Mike Holmgren is going to join us on the show. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com will join us on the show.
He is a genuine butthole.
And then Carlos Dunlap is going to be with us as well. I want to know from Carlos Dunlap, does he sense, like Brandon Marshall said on his podcast yesterday, that Russell Wilson is not just back for 21, but back for the long term. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Dunlap about that at 5:20. I get the sense that the entire listening audience is waiting. They're waiting to find out what Cam Cleveland thinks about what's happening over on Montlake with the Husky football team. Spring ball started yesterday. We'll get your thoughts on the departures, the defections, the quarterback battle, the whole spiel. You may have heard we have an announcement we'd like to pass along to you at 3:30 this afternoon. And I think if you are a fan of establishments, if you will, that include a lot of character and great food and great beer and great personality, I think you'll be a fan of what we're about to tell you at 3:30 on the radio show. Softy and Dick without Dick, Cam Cleveland for Dick. We'll talk some Dogs. We'll talk some Hawks. We'll talk to Mike Holmgren. We'll talk some golf. The Masters underway. Mike Florio, Carlos Dunlap, and a lot of updates from Augusta as the day goes on right here on Softy and Dick. Cam in for Dick coming up. All in one app.
You're listening to Softy and Dick. Now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
In 3-2-1. Hey, Softy. In 3-2-1. Hey, guys, it's Softy. The hell is wrong with me? Is this the beginning of the end, you think? Is this how it starts?
Softy and Dick on 950 KJR.
Every now and then, you just kind of feel the buttons are just kind of starting to, you know, get all rusty and the coils are starting to go. And
you've been doing this a long time, man.
27 years this
Has
November.
Has it really been 27 years?
I started when I was 12, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Right.
I was like a child prodigy.
Out of the womb.
Doing radio. I was like a chess player, but instead he's yakking
born
on the
for
air.
It.
Yeah, right. Well, I got a face for it, that's for sure. Well, Softy and Dick without Dick. Cam Cleveland is in for Dick Fame. We have a special announcement that I'm really fired up for in about 7 minutes from now, so join us for that on the radio show. Mike Holmgren coming up, Mike Florio, Carlos Dunlap on the program. You come up to town. The Huskies have started spring ball, spring practice, lots of topics, but I know a lot of people, you know, you talk about those wide receivers over at UW, Adunze, McMillan, Jalen Polk, the transfer from Texas Tech, Terrell Bynum, and inevitably you'll get some smartass on Twitter who will write about it. It's like, is anybody else leaving today?
Yeah.
Anybody else left on that roster? So a lot of defections at that spot. Give us the Cam Cleveland view from 30,000 feet on what's going on over at UW, especially with that wide receiver core.
Well, I think wide receivers are tough. At this point, you know, a lot of these guys, wide receivers are second when I talk about, it's not about divas, it's just about wanting to be on the field and playing. And all these guys understand that if Coach Donovan's not going to have three wide receivers receiver sets if he's not going to be in 10 personnel and he's going to stay in 11, and some of these guys want to get out there, and every single one. Now, this is the 7-on-7 culture. I'm not going to try to offend anybody here, but the 7-on-7 culture is going to treat every single one of these guys as superstars. And so if you don't get that kind of immediate and that immediate feedback, all of them feel like they want the ball. I mean, if you're asking a wide receiver, what do I want them to first thing to say? Give me the damn ball.
Right.
Like Keyshawn Johnson. Write a book about it. Yeah, I don't want a guy to go, what, I'm thinking about doing really good at my stock blocks. I'm like, I don't need that. I need you to want the football. They all want the football. However, there's only one real football out there. I got four running backs that are going to be able to be extremely beneficial in this new offense. And so you're just not going to get it. And guys want to play. And I've said this so many times before on radio, and I'll say it over and over again. You have 4 years as a college athlete. That's mm-hmm. it. That's mm-hmm. all you got. Mm-hmm. You have to maximize it. I'm not going to hate on guys wanting to transfer if they don't fit. Sometimes you get into the system, you have a new coach, new offensive coordinator. It sounds good when you sign on the dotted line. Some of these guys are going to jump. That's part of why you offer. You offer 200 guys per year. You don't know. And so eventually when it comes down to it, you got to find the right continuity with your quarterbacks. And Dylan, and now with Sam, you're going to find guys who want the football.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the 200 offers. I mean, Alabama does that. Oregon does that. Yeah. The Huskies are one school that doesn't do that,
right,
as a matter of fact. They're not casting as wide a net as maybe other teams are. And I don't know, maybe they should do something like that. And I would say you're right that, of the guys that transferred, four of them were not going to get much run in 2021. I mean, Jordan Chin, Ty Jones, Spiker, and Osborne were way down there in the depth chart. The one guy you really want to back is Puka Nacua. And as I told you today, and I said this on the air to the audience, anybody who listened to me, which means my mom and dad, by the way, that you can't, as a Husky fan, on one hand, be the guy or be the gal that says, man, these guys are soft.
Yeah.
They're weak in the arms. They can't get off press coverage. They're not winning the 50-50 ball battle like DK Metcalf can do, by the way. And then on the other hand, be ticked off when they all leave, because let's face it, man, a lot of this is kind of obvious to a lot of people, including the head coach and the wide receiver coach, Junior Adams, and everybody else on that staff. And if the majority of people look at the wide receivers and see it as an area of weakness the last couple of years, there's a good chance the coaches probably see the same thing that you
Absolutely.
Do. So I'm not surprised that as many guys were let go as they were. Obviously, the Huskies did not run these guys off, or the Huskies did not fire these guys from the roster, because it doesn't really work that way in college football. But you've seen guys get nudged out the door with a wink, right? You've
Absolutely.
Seen that.
This is depth. This is about competition. And first of all, the evolution of wide receiver has to do with the fact that the defensive backs have gotten bigger and more physical, and they're in press. And if you can't get off, like you had mentioned, if you can't find ways to catch the football in crowded spaces, if you can't have a yak, which is yards after catch, if you can't be a guy that competes and doesn't need to always catch the shallow cross and want to have the easy zone route, you have to be able to make those big plays down the field. And quarterbacks, especially right now, when Dylan getting, he's not going to throw the perfect ball to you, so you got to be able to make the extra catches and extend the plays.
Right.
Some of these guys just don't have it. And if you got to win it in practice first, you just ask Coach Lake, man. You have to get it on in practice and show it.
Yeah, well, there's that. Hugh and I have had that conversation before, that some guys are just gamers, right? Some guys
absolutely
maybe don't show it in practice, but they turn it on when the lights are brightest on game day.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, that this coaching staff, I know the previous coaching staff, at least the head coach for sure, wasn't into that at all. And I don't think this guy is either.
No, I don't think Coach Lake is like that at all. Now, I don't want to agree to disagree with you, but I think that competition doesn't matter if there's no fans in the stands like there were last year, which you're going to have fans this year.
Did you say Crossway. You or Hugh, by the way?
Hugh.
I just want to make sure.
We make sure with that.
Yeah.
There are guys that can game, and they're also really good practice players, and then they get in the game, and everything shrinks. Like,
exactly.
It gets too big, I get a little
Some
too nervous.
Some guys go the opposite way, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I want him to be, especially at wide receiver, I want him making plays every single time, and in practice. I don't care if you're dropping the ball in warmups. I'm not impressed, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take it to the next level.
Well,
your job is called wide receiver, not wide dropper.
Let me ask you about 2021. We'll have our special announcement here in a couple of minutes, but Cam Cleland's in for Dick Fane. So if you're Dylan or Sam or O'Brien or whoever, Camden Sermon, who, by the way, is wearing 20. Can't have a quarterback wearing 20. I mean,
I don't like it.
Camden Sermon
he's
needs
figuring
to know
it out.
That he has a great shot of playing at some point. And if he's wearing number 20, he looks...
Wait a minute. Is he trying the Doug Flutie thing with the 22 or something a little bit?
He probably throws a pretty ball, beautiful go route, on the fly, post route, hits a guy in the fingertips, 80-yard touchdown, and then looks down on his jersey and sees a 20 and thinks, I got no shot.
You're number shaming us.
I got shot of pulling this off. So we got to change that. But if you're Dylan Morris or Sam or anybody, how comfortable are you with Jalen McMillan, Roma Dunze, Jalen Polk, the transfer from Texas Tech, Cade Otton as maybe the best tight end in this conference.
No question.
Devin Culp, Jack Westover, Mark Redmond, the freshman, now a sophomore out of Corona Del Mar. How content are you with the pass catchers you have today?
I think you're content, but I think the most important part about it is what Coach Donovan and Coach Lake want to do is they have Sean McGrew. They have Newton. They have Davis. And they have Pleasant. Mm-hmm. That's the engine, guys. Sunday, the O line.
JV on Sunday.
Right. I want to say it's more value. But if you have the ability to turn around and hand off with both these guys, like if Dylan doesn't have to have third and 12s, if he doesn't have to be put in those situations all the time where he can be third and four, and if Sam does get some opportunities early, and we don't know what the competition is going to go now that we see spring and when pads are on. They're going to turn around and hand this football off. They're not going to be asked to throw. This offense is not going to throw it 50 times a game, Dave. It's just not. It's not built that way yet. Right. With the key word, and I personally don't want to see that. Yeah. I don't want to see. Yeah. I don't want to see the air raid. I don't need to see the run and shoot. I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's not any of that stuff. It's a pro style offense, which Jimmy Lake has been crystal clear about. This is a pro style offense. We are not going to be married to one or the other. We are going to dominate at both. Exactly. So, all right, let's do this, because when I think of this next guy who's joining us right now on the radio show, I think of beers and great food and popping champagne after big Mariner wins, big Seahawk wins. I think of FX McCrory's. I think of T.S. McHugh's on Queen Anne. And really, I think of a guy that, when it comes to a proprietor of establishments locally, has no equal whatsoever. He really is God when it comes to that, because there is no equal for him in this area. And we are glad to welcome, to help us make a special announcement, our old friend. He is Seattle 206 through and through, and he's doing something again that I believe people will be very excited for. Our old pal, Mick McHugh, is joining us on the radio show. Mick, how are you, man?
Yeah, great, Softy. Geez, thanks for that great intro. Holy smokes, we're off and rolling.
Yeah, I'm just writing down what you said I should say before you came on the radio show. So I hope I got all that stuff right. But Mick McHugh is with us. Mick, former Husky tight end Cam Cleveland,
Mick, how are you,
is here
sir?
With us as
well.
Say hello.
Yeah, Cam, nice to meet you.
It is great to have you back on the radio show. And look, we've been through a lot, man. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of downs in the past year. We can talk about all that stuff in a second, but why don't you first of all tell us what's going on, why you're with us, and what you've got planned for the fall. Go ahead.
Well, listen, we're going to have one heck of a Kraken bar and grill out at the training center in Northgate for the Seattle Kraken playing in the West Division of the National Hockey League. And we're so excited. It's beautiful. It's going to seat over 200 people. It looks right down on two rinks, so you can watch the Kraken practice. No charge, public welcome during the season.
Love it.
We got youth leagues are coming, adult leagues are coming, figure skating, whatever it is, free skating. You can go out on that ice, and when you're exhausted and ready for a cold one, we'll have it for you. We'll have a full menu, and we're open every day all year.
I love it. I was up there a couple days ago with Dick. You were up there as well. The Kraken facility in Northgate is going to be like really unlike anything we've ever seen in this town, and you are opening up a new restaurant, the Kraken Bar and Grill, that will overlook the practice facility. Tell us more. What's the timeline? What's the fare going to be like? What's the menu? What's the atmosphere going to be like? Because obviously, when we think of Mick McHugh, we think of the character of an FX McCrory's or a T.S. McHugh's. Will it have a similar feel, Mick, to your previous establishments, or are we kind of starting over with something new here?
The design has been done by a design group that the Kraken folks chose, and it's Perch, and they've done a pretty fine job. It's pretty lively, I'll tell you. It's going to be a heck of a joint. So we're going to have all of the FX McCrory spirit there, believe me. and we're working on the menu now. I got a few hires to make, a chef and a GM and somebody to run the food and beverage, because we have a kitchen there. We have a kitchen down on the first floor that's going to make all the meals for the team. So the team is a, you know, they have a new NHL nutritionist, believe it or not. Even the hockey boys are into it now. I never thought I'd see the day. But Gary Roberts is renowned, and he's doing a special menu that we'll cook to for the players each day when they arrive at 8:30 in the morning and go through their meals and their ice time. So so there's a couple of different complexities to this, but we're going to have 17 screens. We got a huge one out on the ice where we can get 1,000 people. If we have any game watches that anybody wants to come see during the home teams for all the Seattle teams when hockey isn't in session, yeah, it's going to be perfect. And we got that light rail is going to show up there in September when we open. So we're shooting for Labor Day.
You know, Mick, so my thing was, is the first restaurant I got to go when I was recruited on my recruiting trip was FX McCrory's, and it meant something to me.
How old were you?
I'm going to keep that. That was, it yeah, but no, I was 18. I was 18 years old. I was maybe 17 at the time. It's been so long, but it meant something to me, and there was a special connection. Can you tell me how you're going to do that with this new venue and what you're going to do? And you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what is it going to make with the Kraken and how you're going to create that kind of atmosphere now at this new place?
Well, we're going to, that's going to be a work in progress, as any new establishment is. Now, remember, KJR did their first remote at FX McCrory's. Mm-hmm. So one of the things on the agenda is have you guys out there and do a little afternoon remote. Could you do that?
Well, maybe. Yeah, sure. We're in. Yeah.
Okay. You can name your beer.
I got a lot of ideas.
He's a tough negotiator.
What do you guys want to see on the menu? That's exactly what we've been working on here. A little poutine?
I think that you should have little, like, tiny Stanley cups that we can all drink out of. How's that for an idea?
Nice.
Because what do you do with a Stanley Cup when you win it? You drink out of it, right?
You take it home.
I mean, I don't want to know what else has been inside that damn thing, but I think that you should find a way, even for the kids, Mick, and you know what? Never mind the kids. How about for us, for crying out loud? Little mini Stanley Cups where you can order a drink, you can get it served in a Stanley Cup, and you can take the little Stanley Cup home with you. How's that for an idea?
That's a hell of an idea. Good. Yeah. Good. I like that.
I got some other ideas, by the way, too. I mean, I like the name Kraken Bar and Grill. It certainly makes sense, but I have some ideas I'd like to run by you if you don't mind. I mean, if you're not totally married to the idea of the Kraken Bar and Grill, I got some ideas. How about FX McCrackens? Would that potentially work? How about this one? How about TS McHockey? Okay, and then I got one more. Sororkum Exif. That's FX McCrory's backwards. I mean, if you want to choose any of those, that's totally fine by me. But Mick, again, this is going to be totally unique because you had FX, you got TS McHughes, but this is something totally brand new. This whole facility, it's like hockey town. It's like the Vatican for hockey. It needs its own zip code, for God's sakes. We've never had something like this.
No, nothing. I mean, the investment that Mr. Bonnerman's making in Seattle, I mean, that's saving the Seattle Center, you know, the new building there, all of that infrastructure there, the money they put into helping the monorail roll. I mean, out at Northgate, Simon is the developer there for the mall, and they were the first ones to diversify from retail and go into other things, housing, offices, and now to have a big hockey facility on their property out there. There's nothing like it in the NHL. That's what makes it so special, and that's why it's so damn fun to be part of it.
Mick, tell me this. After losing FX McCrory's and now this opportunity, has it revitalized you? Has it give you the kind of the juice to get back into the industry and be part of it, bring something new to Seattle?
Well, to be honest, I looked at 16 different places in Pioneer Square and Soto to move McCrory's to. And as my guardian angel would have it, I never signed any 10-year lease with anybody. It just didn't make sense, a lot of the spaces that I looked at. And I had been a volunteer up here at the St. James Cathedral Kitchen on First Hill, and they asked me if I could come up and spend a little more time up here. which I've done, and it's been a real balance to my life. And I've loved it, and I've stayed busy, and I thank God every morning I didn't sign a big lease and build a brand-new restaurant and then have COVID hit. I don't know where I'd be today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all been good the last few years.
Probably be sitting here talking to us, which would be miserable for crying out loud. So, yeah, I think for you it turned out great. Well, listen, man, and I mean this, that you are a Seattle institution. There's no doubt. And what you've done for the city, what you've done for us here at KJR over the years, we cannot thank you enough. So whatever you need from us, we're ready for shows. We're ready to come up and sample the menu and the bar, by the way. We're more than happy
Absolutely.
To do that. You just say the word. Let's find a way to get those little Stanley Cups out there for people to take home. And this is going to be awesome. The Kraken Bar and Grill at the new Kraken facility. And again, Mick, before you go, the goal is to open this thing by Labor Day, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Awesome. I love it. Mick McHugh, great stuff.
Thanks,
You're the
Mick.
Man. Great to catch up. And we will see you very soon, my friend. Thank you, pal.
Okay, boys. Thanks for all your support. Love you all.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Love you, man. Mick McHugh. And I mean that. He is a Seattle
100%.
Legend. He is an institution. And he's not going anywhere. You know as well as I that he had his heart torn out when they took FX McCrory's away from him. And the fact that he now gets to do this and be a part of something totally brand new and be a part of it from the ground up. I don't know anybody. One proprietor in this town that I would rather have behind this than Mick McHugh. So that is awesome, awesome news, and cannot wait for everyone to get up there and try it out and be a part of it. 3:40, got a lot to get to, including Mike Holmgren coming up at 4 o'clock right here on Softy and Dick. Cam Cleland in for Dick on 950.
4 months.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
All right, Softy and Dick without Dick. Cam Cleland in for Dick today.
We'll do it live!
And tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we do have some breaking news to get to here on the radio show. I don't know if this deserves the...
I think it does.
Or not. But John Heyman is reporting that Tommy John surgery is being recommended for James Paxton.
This sucks.
And if he does indeed go down that road, he would be out for the season, obviously. And that would clearly potentially also impact what he would do into the 2022 season as well. So James Paxton, who had a great 2019 sub-4 ERA for the Yankees, had some back issues, had surgery, did not play well in the truncated 2020 season. Last 24 pitches before he had some stiffness in his forearm, had to leave the game. Obviously, they've had injuries to Jake Fraley, Evan White as well. But yeah, I mean, this is a guy who has a perception that he's injury prone, and it's hard to battle that.
You
right
can't
now,
shake
right?
it. You're going to be that guy. He's had that ever since. I don't know if it's the Eagles' fault for getting on his shoulder, but it's not that. I mean, you're just going to now, it's how you're going to adjust the bullpen or what are you going to do? Who brings up the next starter? And feel bad for James. I mean, no, nobody wants to walk around and expect to get hurt all the time and do that, and he makes it in his first start. Hey.
Well, it's almost like, and you're an ex-professional athlete. You can tell us.
I'm baseball. I always played baseball, man. Right. I love baseball.
But the injury-prone label.
Yeah, it doesn't
almost,
leave you.
It's offensive, right, when guy, it's you take
off
that
injured. I'll take you to the next level.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely you do. I mean, there was no way that you're going to be able to wear that, and you can't shake it. Because once it's on, oft injured, injury prone, first of all, your salaries are going to be less. Guys aren't going to want you on the roster. And every time you're out on the mound or every time you're playing your sport, everyone's waiting for you to get hurt so they can say, right. See, here we go again.
Yeah. Well, I think Brett Boone said that to us last week. Right? That there's a reason why the Yankees let the guy walk. I mean, again, he had a sub-4 ERA in 2019. He wasn't phenomenal, but he was good. You know, I think good enough for a back end of the rotation type of guy. And his brother's the skipper of the Yankees, and they had no desire to bring the guy back. I don't think that this is going to change the timeline for a Hancock or a Gilbert or a George Kirby. I mean, how can you?
Yeah.
How can you go to those three young guys and say, hey, whatever timeline we had for you, we're now going to accelerate that because of something that happened to somebody else. The reason why you would accelerate the timeline for those guys is if they do something on their own. They are pitching well. They show they deserve it. So I would doubt that Jerry DePoto would allow any of this to accelerate the timeline for any young guy in their system. And then on top of that, they're not even playing baseball right now because the AAA season doesn't start for 3 weeks.
Well, and also, too, you're losing a big lefty. So do they want another right-hander in the rotation? What are they going to do? How are they going to change it? How does it affect that part of the division? And There's just going to be a lot of why wouldn't you elevate a guy right away? What are you worried about if you got somebody that could be a young star? Maybe you get him more innings to start. But at this point, when a big-time starter goes down at the start of the season.
Yeah. I just don't think this should affect what you do with your prospects at all. I mean, they're just too valuable, and there's too much riding on those guys to allow James Paxton's injury history to dictate what you do with Hancock or Gilbert or Kirby or anybody. There's guys on the roster, you know, Marjovicius, LJ Newsom, who they called up yesterday, have starting history, and then, you know, there's a certain ex-Mariner who's out there.
See you later!
By the name of Felix.
You dropped that.
So, I mean, you want to go pick him up? He's available. I'm sure he'd do it for nothing, to be honest with you. 352, let's get to Augusta National for a Masters update right now, and then Mike Holmgren, but to Augusta right now, courtesy of West